Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. And it's time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. There are some things I don't particularly think of you as somebody that would have the patience for doing things like, building like a pyramid of beer cans. Probably after a while, it's probably like,
Do that.
I know. But
that doesn't take patience. That just takes a lot of drinking, and I'm good at that.
Right. But if you were making it like really big and trying to break a world record or something, I don't.
Boring.
Because I know I wouldn't have the patience for it. And I would suppose if you did have the patience to do that kind of stuff, that there could be some frustration if it didn't go as planned. And it was in Frankfurt where a German Domino Entertainment Group attempted to break their own 2013 Guinness World Record. And they recruited 22 people who used tweezers to stand up 596,229 mini dominoes in a row.
Ew. Sounds dumb.
How do you find those 22 people?
Well, because they're nerdly friends together, apparently.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
probably like some underground domino Facebook group or something.
I'm sure of that. But you'd have to trust that these people would be steady enough, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, if you're using tweezers, that sounds awful.
See,
maybe
that's
they just
what
got a bunch of surgeons.
Okay. There you go. And I wonder about this, because then the mini dominoes, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I didn't know there was such a thing.
I didn't either. So, of course, they've got the world record for it, because nobody else is doing it.
Right. Nobody knows they exist.
Because they're all looking at it and going, yeah.
What is that business?
Little ones. And so I imagine, and I guess they're doing it to where they're standing them up. So it isn't the same as like what we see with the chain reaction they're going.
They're making like a cool design and they fall down.
Right. And those are always cool to watch, but I've seen them whenever they go badly and they have to knock off the chain before it like wipes out, you know, the whole day's work.
The whole thing.
So again, this is something that, these tiles, they are no bigger than a fingernail. That's just kind of dumb
gross
to me. Because I feel like, you could sneeze, you could do all kinds of things.
Yeah, that sounds like the most awful
This is what I'm saying. I don't think that either of us would have near the patience.
No.
It took 2 weeks to set this up, and they didn't quite get finished.
Oof.
Because just before completing the huge setup, a fly landed on one of the tiny tiles.
Nice.
Knocked the whole project over. Triggered a chain reaction, sent all the
Who was
dominoes.
On fly swatter duty?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Jeez. He had one job.
Exactly.
I thought maybe somebody tripped or something. That's what happened if I was helping.
That's what I was saying with these things being so small. You look at it, somebody's going to sneeze or something.
Right.
But a fly? Really?
That fly hates them.
They probably did have somebody on fly duty, and they used like one of those new salt guns or something.
Yeah.
And then it knocked. Oh, man. Well, you said I had to kill the fly. You didn't say. And who cares, though? They managed to break four other world records, including the longest domino chain reaction, because for all of those to come down, it took 15 minutes to complete.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll do it again.
I don't know. That's a long time.
Who's got
time.
That kind of time in their
15
life?
15 minutes is a long time, but it took 2 weeks to get to that point.
Nerds.
I don't want to do anything that takes a two-week setup that only lasts 15 minutes.
Yeah, not at all. Never going to happen.
I don't even go down that road, but there you go. All right, that's a look at the Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.